Yeah, how hard would it be to get it if you can have sex? And I mean,
if you can have sex with
sex,
a mask on and the other person has COVID and you don't get it, that how is this a pandemic? Well,
maybe her husband busts in like 30 seconds and she was like, let's see, 30 seconds, face away. That doesn't work. That seems fine. I won't do any research about sex.
Yeah, that is a good point, Chris. Yeah.
I think speaking of completely taking the magic out of everything, mm-hmm. apparently Peter Buttigieg is launching his own podcast. The South Bend, Indiana mayor, sorry, former South Bend, Indiana mayor, after he ran that town in the ground with his racism, has launched a podcast, quote, a professional endeavor that marks a step, I'm quoting The Hill here, that marks a step into the media world since bowing out of the Democratic presidential primary earlier this year. The new show, The Deciding Decade with Pete Buttigieg,
oh my God.
Is available on iHeartRadio and features Buttigieg talking with leaders in various realms, including politics. The production style is similar to Andrew Yang's show, Yang Speaks.
No. So imagine that you were running for president as like a serious candidate half a year ago, and now you have to start a podcast because you're an unemployed ex-mayor. Like, I'm pretty proud of my podcast, but I work in a parking lot, and it's one of the mm-hmm. nicest jobs I've ever had. Like, this guy ran for president of the United States and was taken seriously for over a year.
This guy is the reason that we're not going to have health care and that Trump's going to win. I mean, him and Elizabeth Warren, and now he's sunken. So this is how the fucking deep state chews people up and spits them out. It's like, you are the usefulest idiot of all time in American history, and your consolation prize is that you get to speak into a fucking microphone.
He also got hired on like the Joe Biden transition team, I think, right? Or like proposed transition team once he's president.
Yeah.
Pete is like going to have some kind of role, assuming Joe Biden wins, which I'm sure they're doing everything they can to win and not just coasting the way to an assumed victory. But he's going to have the ear. He's going to be involved in the White House. You know, they want to know what the CIA is thinking about stuff. So they called Pete up to have him come work there.
Yeah, so this is the first admitted CIA podcast. Is that what this is? This is the one where they're like,
I
okay.
bet they already have one that's like the CIA talk or something.
Oh my God.
I'm Googling CIA podcast right now. Intelligence Matters, Everyday Espionage, The Live Drop, CIA. Apparently CIA podcasting is a whole industry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, remember I'd love to listen to that.
The Border Patrol has a podcast.
Oh, right.
Something about the wall, I think. They like play the Game of Thrones theme song because it's like on that show, they also guard a wall. I'm just like Jon Snow.
Yeah, I turn myself into a John. I'm Jon Snow.
I'm Pickle Rick.
There you go.
I got this Boing Boing article from a couple months ago that says a new podcast explores the CIA's involvement with writing a hit song for the Scorpions.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to listen to that.
That's real. That's true.
Yeah.
No, it sounds real. And then people want to tell me that, like, oh, anything I think the CIA might be doing is like obviously false, and I'm a fucking idiot for thinking
the
that.
CIA also wrote the song High Hopes by Panic at the Disco, famously used on probably the Pete Buttigieg podcast theme song, in order to crush any sort of aspiration that the working class would have to move up in the class hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they wanted them to panic and at the disco.
I've got an idea in my mind now. So it's like, you know, Pete, unsuccessful presidential run. He's got to start a podcast now. Things are kind of down for him. Close contact with the CIA. Like, he might be the next person posting full sheets of acid on Instagram before mysteriously dying.
He just has like 5 episodes of his podcast that are him spaced out and just like playing random like mind blow music from Spotify.
I'm just trying to imagine Pete Buttigieg doing the like, Jamie, bring up the picture of DMT.
Yeah. He's listening to binaural beats for an hour.